I did my PhD with Real Y, so he gave me credit. So I gave credit to two of my students. They are from Pakistan. You know, today they have bomb blast again, so he couldn't come. So I have to do some presentation. So we think soil quality is basically linked to ecosystem services. That has to be economically viable system, environmentally sound, and socially participatory. That means people have to accept it, that these tests will work or will not work, and they'll use it. And also we want morally responsible in combination of all these soil quality properties should be related to sustainability. So we know a lot of extension educators and all these federal and state employees, they are looking for something simple, affordable, ready to do or ready to eat like McDonald's. That's what we try. So, and we thought most of the soil quality properties are related, directly and indirectly related to our river. So far we use more than 3,000 soil all over the world. From Africa, this gentleman gets all from Africa, Africa, Asia, South America, Europe, all kinds of soil we try. And to get the process of the methodology developed and validated and then make it more applied. So initially we developed in the lab, and then we thought how farmers are going to get the spectrophotometer and centrifuges and all these. So we think we should develop something visually contrast so they can see and shake a little bit and change the color, and that might work. So we measure the active carbon in the lab and translate that color of the solution and carbon content into the color chart. So that's why we correlate it. And we use soil from 0.4% to more than 4% organic carbon content soil. Different texture and different climate. And this is the soil quality test here we have, and it's here. So if you want to test by yourself, you can do by yourself. I have two soils I brought. So you can do by yourself. You can verify. Soil doesn't have name, it's good or bad. You can verify, and he has some soil. Test, you can test those soil, how it goes. So the main methodology based on soil stabilization. Some people have confusion. Soil stabilization at pH 7.2, that is the maximum oxidizing power of production power in dynamic solution. Earlier, when I worked with him, we used divalent salt. Now we use trivalent salt. So that will also give the circulation of the soil particle. So your soil particle will be populated and the solution will be clean, and you can see the good color and compare with the color chart. So that was the idea. And just 2 minutes shake by hand, which I would like to invite you to do the shake by yourself and see the color change. And this is Ray White's hand. This is poor quality soil, good quality soil. So you can remember me. So, and we define the soil quality based on the color, the different shades of color, and the corresponding carbon content. So and then we classify based on frequency distribution, and we converted this into active organic matter from active carbon, because farmers, they like to have organic matter, not organic carbon. It's organic matter. That's why we did that. And we measured 30 different types of soil properties, soil biological, chemical, and physical properties, and from there, multivariate analysis, we found only selected parameters which are not autocorrelated. If you correlate each other, we don't need that. So we try to avoid the autocorrelation, try to find out the orthogonal, independent soil quality indicator for this methodology. And one of the things you can see active carbon and the wetting quality and also nitrogen. When we measure this carbon, the solution you can use and distill it, you can get nitrogen, mineralizable nitrogen. And that perfectly correlates with plant available nitrogen in the field, from the, mostly from the organic fraction. That's why we thought with this methodology we can get the idea about soil quality, the ranking of soil quality, amount of active organic matter, and also how much nitrogen is available. So farmers can decide how much nitrogen they will be applied. So now we are in the process to categorize different structure, particulate organic matter, enzymes, other biological activity into different, four different categories. And we developed and validated with this active carbon, active organic matter with different soil biological, chemical and physical properties and also soil quality index. So we thought that all soil properties are equally responsible or equally contributing to maintain soil quality. We don't give anything, someone is 50 and other one is 10. We just hypothesis is equal contribution. That's why we use additive, inductive and deductive. So additive method gives you higher values and inductive is all soil properties and deductive is crop yield. So we put everything and see how they look. And you can see from here, soil microbial biomass, I put 877 samples correlated with active carbon. Almost 48% of the variation in microbial biomass is accounted by active carbon. And for biological respiration or activity, around 51% of the variability can be accounted by this active carbon. And organic matter, if you look at the chemical properties, total nitrogen, almost 54% variation can be accounted. And we use 1,112 soil to do this equation. And particulate organic matter, another indicator of carbon and also soil structure, how soil structure protected carbon or enhanced carbon sequestration, good indicator. We didn't have that much soil analysis, 449. And 59% of the variability can be accounted by this active carbon. And macro aggregate stability, not overall aggregate stability, only macro aggregate, that means aggregates at and greater than 250 micrometers. You can see 54% again, and we use 702 soil to validate, develop and validate. And crop yield, we got poor response still, but I don't know what's wrong with this. Maybe I make something wrong. 43% we can predict how much crop yield we can get before the season and in the middle of the season. If we analyze and we can predict. That's not bad, 50-50 chance. And then soil quality index, when you combine selective properties into an index which is 0 to 1, that means higher values are better indicators. And also like lower values are better indicated, that is porosity. We use porosity to change that. That gives us overall 53% of the variation. Soils use 1,056. So we have huge data bank. And this gentleman provided a lot of soil and all this information. So, and we engage the stakeholders and we perform these tests in field night, field day, or different meeting, lecture, county fairs, and we ask people to do by themselves. And also we ask farmers, you bring your soil, and you can tell us what is the quality of the soil, you analyze and tell us what you got. We got almost 8 or 9 out of 10, every time. And our engagement with the stakeholder depends on how they feel about the test, that is, how simple it is. They said it's extremely simple. If you need a scoop of soil and drop of chemicals and add any water. I got some water from the outside, so you can use ordinary water also. So it takes 2 minutes, 1 minute to measure the scoop of the soil, 2 minutes to shake, and then wait for 10 minutes and see the color change. So how simple it is, how visually contrast. You can see the change in color and also consistency. How repeatable it is and how sensitive management to management and non-toxic. You know, I use the potassium permanganate for my toothache because dentist gave me the dilute solution because it oxidizes the pus, so you feel good. And also animal science still use dilute solution of potassium permanganate for animal skin disease and infection. And also affordability. Very cheap. We sell $35. The soil quality test kit we applied for patent. So we are selling for $35. So farmers will be very good because if you buy, we can get 30 tests done, and then later on if we buy solution for $5, we can do 100. So very cheap. And also rapid. Within 10-15 minutes, you know the initial status of your soil. You're not 100% right, but you get some idea that this is the quality of the soil. You change in negative direction or positive direction. That's all I have to say. You're most welcome to check by yourself. Thank you.